We'd like to welcome you to the Jazz Show. My name's Gavin Walker, and I'd like to also thank David Love Jones for doing the first hour and a half and playing some really terrific music from his very eclectic tastes, and of course celebrating what we're going to celebrate on this edition of the Jazz Show, International Women's Day. And we're going to play examples of all musicians from the, or at least musician leaders and soloists from the distaff side, as they used to say. And so we have some wonderful artists to present to you, including our jazz feature artist, which will be shortly after 11 o'clock. It's a big band, an orchestra, as a matter of fact, led by the wonderful Maria Schneider. And of course, this is one of the leading bands of today. And she issues her CDs now on the Artist Share label. So you have to order them online to get the actual CD. And we're going to be doing most of her album called Sky Blue. It's an award-winning album, and all of her compositions, and of course this all-star band, which includes so many people that you're going to recognize. It's a huge orchestra, and the music is very evocative and very very moving as well. So we're going to do that shortly after 11 o'clock. That is our usual jazz feature, and the usual time for the jazz feature as well. But female artists, and in honor of International Women's Day, I'm going to open with a lady that I've always admired. I got a chance to meet her once. She is one hell of a saxophone player, and she plays alto saxophone, and she plays in a style that I particularly like, and she's also an excellent singer. So I've got a couple of rare tracks to play for you. Her name, Vi Red. Her dad was a drummer from New Orleans called Alton Red, and of course he raised his daughter right in a musical environment, and she became Vi Red, of course, known as one of the bosses of the alto saxophone. And here she is with a group of musicians that are all based, or were all based, in Los Angeles. Roy Ayers on vibes, the great late Carmel Jones on trumpet, Russ Freeman on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Richie Goldberg on drums, and Vi on alto saxophone. And we're also going to find out that she is a pretty decent singer as well. She's going to do two tunes for you, and from this album that originally came out on United Artists Records. She's going to do Charlie Parker's Now's the Time. Then she's going to stick with the Charlie Parker groove and sounds and compositions. And she's going to do two Charlie Parker compositions, one called Perhaps and one called Cool Blue. So her little tribute to Charlie Parker. This is recorded in May of 1962 in L.A. Miss Vi Red.
You've heard it every way, a dog will have his day, but when it comes to wailing, dogs ain't got a thing to say. So they can do the waiting, cause I ain't hesitating. The future's round the corner, so for now I'm gonna play. Now's the time to wail, not later, but right now's the time. Thank you.
couple of rare tracks from an album that originally came out on United Artists by very, very fine alto saxophonist and vocalist as well, who was very prominent on the Los Angeles scene. Her name, Vi Red. And, of course, as you know, we're doing a tribute on this version of The Jazz Show to International Women's Day and featuring all female artists, and at least the leaders are female, and she was the leader on this session. Vi Red on alto saxophone, and she did a little vocal treatment of Charlie Parker's Now's the Time, the first track. We also heard Carmel Jones on trumpet, and Roy Ayers on vibes, Russ Freeman on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Richie Goldberg on drums. And the second tune was, of course, Charlie Parker's Perhaps. Two tunes by Bird, recorded in May of 1962 in L.A. The next lady, of course, was one of the most prominent lady artists in jazz. She emerged as a composer and arranger and, of course, fought against all kinds of discrimination that a female would find in a pretty macho atmosphere of jazz musicians. But she held her own and gained the respect of just about everybody she was associated with. And she's quite the lady. And I do remember when she came to Vancouver, Brian Nation brought her to Vancouver in the mid-70s. And she played with my good friend Wyatt Ruther. And it was just a duet, and Mary Lou Williams just stunned everybody with her virtuosity and her marvelous music. Mary Lou Williams, of course, recorded this album that is one of my favorites. It's called Zoning. We're going to hear a few tracks from this album, and it's actually a rare recording now. I don't think you'd be able to find this one in stores. There's no more stores. This sort of had a short shelf life, unfortunately. And she's recording here with some very prominent people, including Bob Cranshaw on bass. And the very underrated and impeccable drummer, who is still alive, as a matter of fact, lives in Philadelphia, Mickey Roker. And he is on here as well. So we're going to hear at least three compositions by Mary Lou Williams. The first one is called Syllogism. The second one is actually a Dizzy Gillespie composition called Olinga. And the third tune is a Mary Lou Williams composition called Medi 2. So here are then three tracks by the great pianist Mary Lou Williams. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's just a little taste of some of the creative music of Mary Lou Williams, a lady who spanned so many eras of jazz and influenced so many musicians as well. And Mary Lou Williams was a truly unique performer. She began her career in the 30s as an arranger, and of course as a pianist with the Jimmy Lunsford band, and began to really establish herself in the jazz world, and of course in the 40s, I have just been reading the biography of Thelonious Monk, and Mary Lou Williams was a huge influence on Mr. Monk and Bud Powell and so many of the modern pioneer pianists at the time. She had a big apartment with a piano in it, and they used to have sessions late at night. They exchanged information, as musical information, as musicians do, and play all night and just inspire one another. And Mary Lou Williams was right at the center of things. And it's kind of interesting, her contribution to modern jazz has kind of been overlooked. But you can hear from this recording, which is one of my favorites. This is a recording called Zoning, and that Mary Lou Williams was decidedly keeping up with the times and knew how to reconfigure her music to make it more modern and just keep ahead of things. Tremendously creative person, Mary Lou Williams. We heard her three compositions here. The first one was hers, called Syllogism. The second tune was a Dizzy Gillespie composition called Olinga. And the third tune, the up-tempo thing, was called Medi 2. And Mary Lou's accompanists were Bob Cranshaw on electric bass and Mickey Roker on drums. And these three compositions were recorded in 1974. We are paying tribute to International Women's Day on The Jazz Show, and this, of course, is CITR FM and Cable 101.9, or on the web, www.citr.ca. My name's Gavin Walker, and we're going to do one more before we get into our jazz feature. This is a lady who was the first female to play with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, and her name, Joanne Brackeen. And this is recorded. This is an edition of the Jazz Messengers that actually never made a domestic recording, but they did do this very fine recording in Tokyo in 1970. And it's a wonderful edition of the Jazz Messengers, as they all are. And this one brings back a gentleman who was in and out of the Messengers for so many years, trumpeter Bill Hardman, one of my favorites, originally from Cleveland, Ohio. And on tenor saxophone from Panama, a wonderful adventurous player by the name of Carlos Garnett. And on bass from Holland, Jan Arnett. And on piano, yes, the lady we're paying tribute to in this piece of music, Joanne Brackeen. And of course, all driven along by the mighty fire stoker, Art Blakey. This is a tune which has been recorded by just about every edition of the Jazz Messengers. It's a classic. It was written by a pianist, Bobby Timmons. And the tune is called Moanin'. Art Blakey with Joanne Brackeen. Well, what can you say about Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers? That was one of the staples of the Jazz Messengers. And, of course, every edition recorded that tune because as soon as the first edition of that tune came out, it became an instant classic. There's even words to the tune as well, which were written by Oscar Brown Jr. But that, of course, was Bobby Timmons' Moanin'. And I wanted to feature that. That was recorded in Tokyo in February of 1970, and it was an album not issued in the United States. It's a great album and featured this edition with the first lady to become a member of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, and that was the piano player, Joanne Brackeen. On trumpet, the redoubtable Bill Hardman. On tenor saxophone, Carlos Garnett. On bass, Jan Arnett. And, of course, Art Blakey on drums. And so ends. We're going to get into our jazz feature in a very few moments, which is, of course, the Maria Schneider Orchestra from her wonderful album, Sky Blue. Just like to remind you that you are listening to CITR, FM and Cable 101.9. This is a short edition of The Jazz Show, dedicated to International Women's Day. And, of course, on CITR all day, we've been celebrating and paying tribute to International Women's Day. And we are, of course, continuing that right up until 12 midnight. My name's Gavin Walker, and just like to mention, before we get into our jazz feature, Vancouver's leading jazz club is the Cellar Restaurant and Jazz Club, and I never fail to talk about that and tell you what's coming up. There's some really nice stuff this week at the Cellar. You can phone 604-738-1959. It's a reservation line. Or get on the web and check it out. It's www.cellarjazz.com. Tomorrow night, a very fine classical pianist who is quite wonderful. It's part of the Music on Main series. It's an evening of classical music in the atmosphere of the Cellar, and you can get tickets at www.ticketstonight.ca or just pay at the door. It's only $20, but Eve Egoyan is playing there, and she's a world-renowned pianist. She is she did a series of albums on Scriabin, and also on Eric Satie, which are considered to be the very best versions of the music of both of those very unique composers. So Eva going tomorrow night. On Wednesday, of course, one of the most popular bands around, it's Zapato Negro. And, of course, that's an Afro-Cuban band, and they bring their own audience with them, and everybody has a good time when Zapato plays at the Cellar. And they're there on Wednesday. And then on Thursday is the Ear Jam Band. That's a special presentation. That'll be on Thursday evening, the 11th. And then on Friday and Saturday, something very special. One of Wynton Marsalis's finest albums was called Black Codes from the Underground. And that was when he had a regular working band with his brother and Kenny Kirkland on piano and Charles Fambro on bass and Tane Watts on drums. That was one hell of a band. And they recorded this album, which is considered to be one of the pinnacles of Wynton's recorded career. It's an album called Black Codes from the Underground. And Brad Turner, our own Brad Turner, is going to pay tribute to that album with a specially put together quintet playing the music from that album, which is challenging in itself. But I know Brad will be up to that challenge, and the band is so great. Brad on trumpet, John Bentley making a return on tenor saxophone, Miles Black on piano, Sean Drabbitt on bass, and Jesse Cahill on drums. They'll be there for two nights, the 12th and 13th. So that'll be some fine stuff at the Cellar Restaurant and Jazz Club, Vancouver's leading jazz club. There's also good jazz down at O'Doul's in the Listel Hotel, Robson and Jervis, seven nights a week down there. And check things out on a couple of websites. There's the Coastal Jazz and Blues Society website, coastaljazz.ca. They've got all kinds of links on there. And Brian Nation's fine website, which is www.vancouverjazz.com, and you can find out just about everything that's going on in and around Vancouver as regards to the jazz scene. Our jazz feature is this album. It's called Sky Blue. It's the Maria Schneider Orchestra. It's a huge orchestra. Some of the names in here you're going to recognize. I'm actually not going to run them all down. I'll just tell you there's about five saxophones and five trumpets, three trombones. Well, no, four trombones, guitar, piano, bass, and drums. Some of the names you'll recognize. Others are a little more obscure. But I'll let you know the chief soloists on all of these compositions by Maria Schneider. And this is one of the premier jazz orchestras today. And her Maria Schneider's music is available on the Artists Share label. And you can get that. You have to go on the web and order it on her website. But the music is really tremendous. You can hear her influences in the music, Duke Ellington, Gil Evans, but she writes in her own style, and it's very evocative and very beautiful music. So we're going to hear four pieces from this album. The first one is called The Pretty Road, and it features our own master trumpeter, Ingrid Jensen, originally from Nanaimo. And that's where Diana Krall and her sister Christine are from, too. Something in the water over there. Very talented people coming out of Nanaimo, British Columbia. Anyway, Ingrid's on the first tune called The Pretty Road. Then we're going to hear Ares Dolando, which is a little more exotic piece of music featuring Scott Robinson on clarinet. My favorite track is track number 3. Featuring Rich Perry on tenor saxophone. This is a very moody piece of music called Rich's Piece. And the final track we're going to hear features Steve Wilson on soprano saxophone. It's the title track called Sky Blue. So here then is our jazz feature, the Maria Schneider Orchestra, Sky Blue.
Thank you. Thank you.
our tribute to International Women's Day, the music of the Maria Schneider Orchestra from her album Sky Blue. And as I said before, this is a huge orchestra, and I'm not going to run down all the people in it, but I'll give you the name of the soloists and the pieces of music that we heard, all compositions by Maria Schneider. And the album, of course, is called Sky Blue on Artist Share Records. And you can get these albums through the web. Just Google Artist Share and you'll find it. The first tune was called The Pretty Road and featured Nanaimo-born trumpeter extraordinaire Ingrid Jensen as soloist on that. The second tune was called Eres de Lando, and it featured Scott Robinson on clarinet. And the third piece of music was the very moody and kind of darkish piece that is my favorite of the whole album. And it featured the tenor saxophone work of Rich Perry. And it was called simply Rich's Piece. And the final tune, again, was kind of a pretty rubato sort of piece of music. The title track featuring the wonderful soprano saxophonist Steve Wilson. And we heard Sky Blue. That's it for the Jazz Show. And next week on the show, our jazz feature is going to be the music of Cecil Taylor and one of his, I think, one of his finest ensemble recordings. It's an album that was released on the Blue Note label called Conquistador. And it's also, I think, one of Cecil's most accessible albums, and Cecil's music is always a challenge to the ear. So that's going to be our jazz feature next week. I'd like to thank you for being out there. Stay tuned for Sore Throats and Clapping Hands coming right up with Robert Previtt, and we'll see you in 7 days. My name's Gavin Walker. You're listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Bye-bye. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee, ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo.